Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
Check it, 32, make it 33 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC Boxing TV for Sunday, of course, March 28th, 2021. Straight up, the WBC heavyweight title went down yesterday, or a version of it. Of course, Dillian White, a winner in a rematch with Alexander Povetkin. And I've got to ask Boxing's PAC, Socrates Palmer, did he look like he was COVID infected there? Or I'm talking about Alexander Povetkin. He didn't look like he brought his A game.
Oh, boy. I mean, you've always heard him say that fighting cold overnight. He got dead overnight. I mean, he was just really underwhelming. And, you know, he did have COVID-19. Maybe he wasn't fully recovered, but he just did not look right from the first round on. His legs looked terrible. He looked just like... It wasn't Alexander Povetkin.
Okay, here's what Socrates, I'm going to let you reconnect with Cuddy because the connection's really bad, okay? So we'll be back in a second. You are
Hello?
Tuned to, I'm going to let you reconnect with Cuddy because the connection's really bad. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look into the world of boxing, MMA. In case you didn't know, we've been on the air 38 years, started in 1984. It was a bit of a lark. We were doing a show with, some guy down in Florida. It was pretty cool. And they, you know, Charles Day said, you want to do some show? We'll call it Ring Talk. And before you knew it, it was like 15 minutes a week. And then in 88, 89, we sort of went into syndication. Before you knew it, like here we are 38 plus years now, knocking out albums, often imitated but never duplicated. Twice a week, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, live on twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, for the video feed. Of course, the video stream. I guess they call it the stream now. And, of course, live on iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, and a plethora of other internet platforms. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, want to mention boxing is back on the Estrella TV network. Of course, they're a monthly TV, either a monthly TV series put together by Ricardo Maldonado Jr. I knew his father. I don't know if he's still going. I think it's when I last talked to Ricardo Jr. about a year ago, his father was still alive, but his father was an icon in Mexican boxing as far as managing fighters was concerned. Then he became a promoter. And then, of course, there's Oscar Maldonado, who's the other son. Oscar and Ricardo Jr. put together the business. They ran it for many, many years. They had people like Barrera and Eric Morales and things like that. They had some really big names. There's no doubt about it. But they're coming back with a monthly TV series on Estrella TV that's going to go down 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, that's going to start on the last Friday of each month, beginning this month. And of course, will last through 2021. As I said, it is produced by my man, Ricardo Maldonado Jr. Now, back to the line. Let's see if we got that Skype issue together. Boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. And, sir, did you get a chance to see Dillian White?
Yes, I did. And I don't know if it's to be impressed by Dillian White or just, you know, be concerned from what I saw in Povetkin. A fighter can only do his part, and Dillian White definitely did his part. He came in much better shape. His physique was a lot more solid than it was the first time around.
Running up on a hard break, Sock. I don't want to call him, you know what, but he's still a stiff to me. I'm talking about Dillian White. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, WBC Boxing TV. After the break, more with Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, the kid from the Bronx, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Nobody hurt me, but I know who hurt you, bum. Goofy, remember this? Rowdy Romero f***ed you up in sparring. Is this you, Ryan Garcia? Is this you getting touched up? Is this you bleeding? Is this you running? Because it sure the f*** looks like you. Your promoter, Oscar De La Fishnet, don't even believe in you. Do you want proof? Here you go.
Ryan's ready for take?
Tank is a beast, and you're an Instagram thot. Remember that.
Listen, Ryan Garcia wants to fight you.
No, the f*** he don't. He gonna get f***ed up. If Ryan Garcia can beat Rolly, I give him 200,000 cash.
Are you ever gonna pick up that 200 from Floyd?
or do you want to stay ducking because you know you got little boys and little girls as your main fan base? You a bum.
You got to admit they tell it like it is, or at least they have make it funny doing so, comical. Of course, talking about Ryan Garcia there and Oscar De La Hoya, who happened to both be in the news. Of course, Ryan Garcia, 23-0 with 21 whacks. I love him as a fighter. I love him as a personality. And, of course, you know, I mean, the kid's got it going on. I mean, he's smart. He's bright. He's articulate. But most importantly, he can fight. Of course, undefeated coming out of Southern California. He's going to be taking on Javier Fortuna, comes in at 36-2-1 with 25 KOs in his next fight. And on the flip side of that, Oscar De La Hoya, or Oscar De La Fishnets, has announced he's coming back too as well, July 3rd against a USC fighter. I don't know what that means, but we'll ask Boxing's PAC Socrates Palmer, what does any of that mean?
It means that Oscar De La Hoya is bored at home, I guess, and he's looking for an easy payday.
I can get that Russian hooker to go see him again. I remember I think I still got her number in one of my old computers. You know, the one that brought him the fish nets and all that kind of good stuff. Hey, when I had her on the phone, it was comical. I wish I could have recorded this call, Sock. I kid you not. So I said, I said, so what happened? She goes, well, she goes, every time, you know, he would be coming to town, he would like be on these tours. I said, yeah. She goes, he would call me up and tell me to get him a kit. And I said, well, you know, if you're a player, players know what a kit is. A kit is when you go to Victoria's Secrets or Frederick's or Hollywood, depending on your economic status, and buy a negligee. You know, so you hear where I'm coming from. So evidently, she bought kits for Oscar in each and every town.
Yeah, a picture's worth a thousand words, right? So I'll leave it at that.
Okay, is Ryan Garcia in decent here against Mr. Fortuna?
Yes, I think it's a good fight at this stage in his career. He's fighting a former world champion who can crack. He's a little bit vertically challenged, which is going to play well for Ryan Garcia. But Fortuna could crack, and he's awkward. You know, he throws punches from different angles. He's left-handed. He fights touching, borderline, dirty. You know, so it's going to be a good test for Ryan Garcia. A little different dimension, but Fortuna does have some miles on him. He's been in tough against some of the better names at lightweight, and it's going to be a good fight, good step up for Garcia.
Size matters to me. I never lost to a guy smaller than me. Never. Never. I mean, it was like all these guys I lost to were either my size or bigger than me, and the bigger guys, it was sort of hard because, you know, I was fighting at 139, it was his junior welterweight. I probably should have been fighting at 132, but Hester was at 132. Had both of us dedicated ourselves, we'd have been at 32 and 126 pounds instead of 132 and 139 pounds instead. Anyway, of course, that's my buddy Hector Martinez, who won two Golden Glove titles. Listen to the show down there in South San Francisco. No, May the 8th, AT&T Stadium, Arlington, Texas. Of course, I think that's the house that Jerry Jones been built. It'll be on DAZN. They sold over 40,000 tickets for Canelo Alvarez and Billy Joe Sanders, the Gypsy.
That's pretty good. Wow. Are they going to open up to full capacity?
Well, if they sold 40,000 ticks, I guess they are.
I mean, the place is humongous. I believe it could go up to 100, but, you know, I don't know if they're going to be able to do that. But 40,000 is pretty impressive, you know, with over a month and some change away.
At least. And of course, you know, Canelo Alvarez coming off that win over the Iranian, the Persian fighter, a few weeks ago. And of course, that was on DAZN as well. And now he says he's going to fight. He's going to be with Barry Hearn maybe until the end. Has Barry Hearn made the ultimate move now? Is he controlling boxing, all of boxing superstars, just about all of them?
Well, if he's not controlling them, he's at least in the mix. I mean, he's on, it seems, on a weekly basis. You know, they're putting on good shows. Maybe not the best shows, but at least his content. He's got Canelo, the biggest star. He's got Anthony Joshua, who has the biggest date waiting for him, in Tyson Fury. So Eddie Hearn is that guy right now. He probably, you know, he's the man. And he's got the most important asset, aside from the fighters, is a network, you know, that reaches a lot of houses. So I think Hearn is doing pretty well for himself.
Okay, a year and a half, or almost 2 years into its life, is DAZN delivering?
I believe so. I believe so. Fight fans, you know, they like we love content. You know, that's number one. And if you give us a competitive fight every here and there, we're grateful. You got to give credit where credit is due. Garcia and Campbell was a great fight. You know, had you know the drama and everything that that you really love about the sport. The first Dillian White Povetkin fight, tremendous drama. You know what you like about the sport. So I would say yes. You and Canelo, you want to see him against Billy Joe Saunders and hopefully unify the title. So I have no complaints about the zone up until this point. I think they've done what's expected.
Chocolito Gonzalez, the heir apparent to greatness in the minds of a lot of Nicaraguans. I don't know about that. I don't think he'll ever top Alexis Arguello, but Chocolito's been a champion for a while. And of course, he lost that close fight to Juan Francisco Estrada a fortnight ago. Now the WBC is mandating a third fight between these two guys, and I think it's the right thing to do because most people thought Chocolito won.
Yeah, that's, I think, definitely the right thing to do. I'm sure Mr. Soren Visai is not too thrilled, but
what name are you giving him today? I mean, he's got like 19 names. What name did you use?
I like Soren Visai. I think it rolls off my tongue a little quicker, so I'm gonna go with that.
Okay, Wingo Wengasack works for me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they got tired of calling everybody 3K battery, right? That was the big thing out there.
That was a sponsor.
As a sponsor.
Yeah, it was a sponsor. You tattooed that on your back. You know, you wore their trunks and that, and they gave you more money than you were making in the fight.
Yeah, that boxing club is pretty. If you're not wearing the yellow and the red, you know, you're nobody out there. They all wear the same gear out of that Singapore crew.
Well, you know, those people that built a nice little boxing base for them over there. I mean, they've got some standout fighters. I mean, not everybody's a standout fighter in every country, but they've got some fighters that have won world titles. And,
yes.
You know, I mean, in all those little – Asia's getting hot. Asia's been hot before, but now with China. Of course, China, I did the first boxing event in the People's Republic of China since 1949. That was in 1993. We'll talk about the brawl at the wall with Leon Zabarba defending the WBO 175-pound championship, I believe, against Mike Sadio. Anyway, Mike Weaver was on that card as well. But, you know, the boxing hadn't been there in a long time. Now boxing is, like, hot. I mean, super hot with two T's in China. They've got women's boxing. They got men's boxing. They got MMA going on. The Chinese, man, listen, Harold Smith wanted to tap into this population in 1993 and 1994. He had the foresight to do this, and unfortunately, he didn't do it. He did it initially, but he didn't do it in the long run, and now people are making bank.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, people know, it's the largest population on the planet, and another thing that the Chinese love to do, they love to gamble. And so that boxing and gambling kind of go together like peanut butter and jelly. So it's definitely the ideal marriage. It's good. Boxing is a global sport. And, you know, the more homes and faces that it reaches, the better.
Yeah, in 1994, the aforementioned Harold Smith had me go to a place as his representative, and the idea was we were going to get 1 point, actually, we were going to get 4 cents a unit. And we were trying to sell these pay-per-view units here in China, and we're going to get 4 cents a unit. Now, Harold sent me in there and said, you come out with less than 4 cents a unit, and that kind of stuff. So he's, you know, basically trying to motivate me to go in there and get as much money as I can. How much money do you think I came out of there with? If I was supposed to go in with 4 cents, how much did I come out with, Sock?
This sounds like a word problem. Like I'm helping
What I meant was I was supposed to get 4 cents a unit, right? I said, you go in there, you come out with less than 4 cents a unit, and we're kicking your ass. Basically, that's what they were saying, right? I came out with 1.5 cents per unit. You know what the Chinese guy told me? He said, Mr. Fernandez, he said, you're going to let a little money stand in the way of a lot of money? And I said, right, yeah. He goes, I'm not going to let you go out the door and negotiate one more time with your people. Either you do the deal now or you don't do it. It's a cent and a half. Do you want it? And I said, yes, I took it.
But, well, you know, so you got You got shook down.
You should have seen me explaining that to Harold. You should see me. You should see me trying to explain that to Harold. What do you mean you only got a penny and a half? What do you mean you only got? I told you four. I said, man. I said it was either a penny and a half or nothing. And I thought a penny and a half was better than nothing. Anyway, Harold was. We're in this van all the way home. I'll never forget that. All the way back to the hotel, just screaming, going crazy, kicking the side of the van, the whole nine yards. We still made a fistful of money, but Harold wanted to make more.
Nothing wrong with more.
No doubt about that. Amanda Serrano, let's talk about her. Of course, the undefeated, once beaten women's champion now. She's like 39-1 or something like that. She beats Daniela Bermudez the other day, who could fight a little bit. She had 10 KOs coming in. She's had all these different weight classes. Is she the real deal? Pound for pound wise, should we be talking about her instead of Clarissa Shields?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, you have to respect, you know, how long she's been doing this. I believe she's like something, a 7-time world champion or something like that. I lose count, but Amanda's the real deal. The problem with that, with her, is that she fights in the weight classes where the competition really thins out quick, you know, and she hasn't had that marquee fight. Hopefully, the fight with Katie Taylor happens this year, which would probably be the biggest fight in women's boxing, you know, because they both fight in an exciting style. And it was nice to see Amanda win by knockout, which is something rare in women's boxing. She beat the Argentinian fighter with a body shot. So, you know, it's what people like to see, knockouts. And if you saw more of that in women's boxing, you'd probably hear people clamoring for it more. So. Okay.
Jessica McCaskill, she clowned a longtime champion the other day. I mean, so women's boxing, I mean, it's starting to make moves, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a golden era. I mean, they are on television more than ever. In general, women combat sports. I mean, because they're real athletes, you know, let's not get it twisted. And obviously, entertainment level is not the same as their male counterparts, but these women train hard. The problem is, there's just not that many elite fighters to make competitive fights. And sometimes these female fighters take the easy way out. You know, it's easy to pick apart on these C-level mediocre fighters instead of stepping up and you know, getting a challenge. And okay. Hopefully we see Katie Taylor and Serrano this year.
Okay, last question for Boxing's PhD. Is it time to stick a fork in Cecilia Brakes?
Yeah, I think she's had a great run, and it's time to move on to something else.
Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, WBC Boxing TV, exclusively